Welcome, warriors. I am blessed today to have Kim Stewart as my guest. She is an amazing podcaster with a heart to serve others, and she's also a new friend. Can't have too many friends in today's world, so I really cherish this gift. Grab a tissue and get ready to hear how friendship and other resources are lifelines to parents of a child newly diagnosed on the autism spectrum. Let's rock. Does your past haunt you? Maybe you're in a storm that feels like it will never end. Are you fighting a battle that's rendering you hopeless? Maybe you feel like you're fighting alone, but your battle was not meant to be a solo endeavor. You were meant to be a warrior among warriors. My name is Heather, and I grew up thinking my battles were nobody's business until I found myself in an abusive marriage and felt cut off from all avenues of help. In this podcast, you will hear warriors' words. They will tell you of their battles, both won and lost, their journeys, and their lessons learned along the way. But we don't stop there. These warriors will share how they have applied those lessons to go from warrior to survivor to thriver. Whether it's an abusive marriage, illness, mental health crisis, or any number of traumas this world dishes out, these warriors will use their words to help you find the beauty in your broken, move beyond your battles, and become the thriver God created you to be. Pick up your sword or boxing gloves and join the battle. Your words are powerful, my friends. Make them warrior words. Welcome back to the Warrior Words Podcast. Today, we are discussing the importance of others, specifically on the journey of autism. But I think it's relevant to all of us who struggle in this life, which in my experience is every single one of us. So I'm talking to Kim Stewart today. Kim Stewart is a wife and mom of two adult sons. Her oldest son, Heath, was diagnosed with autism at age 2. She is also a book marketing strategist and host of the Book Marketing Mania podcast. When she's not working behind the scenes, you'll find her in Dallas, enjoying time with her family and indulging in coffee, caramel, and friends reruns. But before we dig in, I want to read this review from your coach, Sherry. Sherry writes, "Uplifting, authentic. I already love Heather's ability to share her stories of hurt and healing in such a transparent, authentic way. She is a great encourager and will bring hope to others. I can't wait to hear the insights she will share in future episodes. I know many women will feel seen and heard through this podcast." That is awesome, Sherry. Thank you. Thank you for your confidence and your encouragement. The goal of women feeling seen and heard is one that's close to my heart. So thank you. Would you like me to read your review on an upcoming episode? Please go to Apple Podcast and leave a review for the show. Your comments and your star ratings help people find the Warrior Words podcast. It only takes a few minutes and it would help so much. Thank you. And would you like to be a Warrior Words insider? Get all the latest news at subscribepage.io/pearls of wisdom. And that link is in the show notes. And now on to the show. All right, so we're back. And as you heard in the intro, we are blessed to hear Kim Stewart and have her as a guest on the podcast today. Welcome to Warrior Words, Kim.
Thanks, Heather. I'm so excited to be here and serve your listeners today.
Oh, well, we are very blessed to have you. So I was trying to think about when I first started listening to Book Marketing Mania, which is your podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't remember until I went to your website recently and noticed that you were also affiliated with Kingdom Writers.
Yeah.
With Shelley Hitz.
Yes.
And I think that's probably where I got introduced to you. So I've been listening ever since one of her Kingdom Writers online retreats or something
yes.
like that.
Yes. So. Yeah. Shelley is the best. Yeah.
Yeah. She's introduced me to quite a few people. So
I'm
very, 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 very thankful for that. So,
yeah.
So I wanted to talk to you today because we do have book marketing and publishing in common, but we also have something else in common in that we both have adult sons on the autism spectrum.
Yes.
And with April being autism awareness or acceptance, depending on who you talk to month, I wanted to fill April with stories of just stories of the autism spectrum and the resilience and, you know, the battles that we face, but the triumphs that we also experience. So, so can you tell us a little bit more about your story and how you are involved with autism or how it came into your life?
Yeah. So my oldest son was diagnosed about, he was probably right before his second birthday is when we got the first signs of it. And I have two boys. So I had just had my second child and my older son, you know, he's a boy. And so he's a late talker and he walked earlier than the rest of his little buddy, you know, friends, but he, just didn't start talking as much as they did, but he did start talking. But when our second one came along, he kind of just got into his own little world a lot more. I mean, it's so different to look back on it now, as you know, Heather,
right,
with an adult son, but he just kind of was a little bit more withdrawn. And we started seeing what we know today is self-stimulatory behaviors. You know, he'd like be rubbing his hair, just kind of a lot of self-comforting behaviors.
Right.
And it wasn't too out of the ordinary, but we did ask our pediatrician about it. And at first she said, you know, he's a late bloomer. He's a boy. You have a new baby in the house. You know, he's not going to get as much attention as he used to. Like, this is all really normal. And you know, where he's at on his talking is totally fine. And so we were like, okay, you know, and, went along a little bit later and then just started seeing some more things that were a little unusual and a little bit further behind some of his peers. And so we got led into, an early childhood program, and then eventually into getting the formal diagnosis by several different educators and, you know, medical professionals. And that's when we went to the world of autism, and we knew nothing about autism. I had read a book, like, it's so funny to think about. I had read a book in Reader's Digest, which I'm really showing my age here, a story about a mom that had two children with autism. And I kind of remembered that from forever ago. And, but, you know, I still was like, I don't know what autism is. And this is back, of course, when the internet was just becoming a thing. So it was like, you could Google and maybe find one or two things only. So it was just this huge unknown for us. And luckily, though, our neighbor behind us knew about autism. Once my husband told him, they worked together and he introduced me to a family locally that the mom, you know, was really involved and had a son with autism. So that kind of, you know, she just took me by the hand and helped me kind of through that path of getting the diagnosis and then just knowing what's going to come after that. And so, yeah, it was not, a journey we were looking to ever have in our lives, obviously, but it's definitely the one God's picked for us. And so, yeah, here we are. And then it was so fun to connect with you. And, I love meeting other moms. They've definitely been my surviving, you know, helped me get to where I am today is just having other moms to rely on. So I always love connecting with other moms. And like you said, that is what we had in common, but I love that, you know, we've gotten to talk about other things as well. So that's kind of how my journey began with autism. And here I am. My son is, how old is he now? He is 26. He just turned 26. So yeah, we're entering into, you know, the adulthood and just what that looks like for autism.
Yeah. And I think that's great that you brought up, your neighbor, I think you said behind you, who helped you to begin this journey.
Yes.
And I think that's an important point for we use the word survivor here a lot, on the Warrior Words podcast. And I don't think we ever survive as in a finality survival of autism. But one of the ways we do survive is community and having those people come alongside us who have walked this path before, even if they're only one step ahead of us.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And, you know, just again, like when we were diagnosed, there just weren't the resources. And I know people that maybe live in small towns now, maybe don't have that community resource. They are going to have to turn online.
Right.
But at the time, like I said, when we were diagnosed, I mean, we knew nothing and we knew no one. You know, like this was such a foreign world for us. And so luckily, again, my neighbor introduced me to a family. And literally that day, he gave me her phone number and I reached out to her and was like, you know, left her a message. Like, I'd love to talk to you. I'm clueless here. And she didn't live very far from me. But she called me that night. She literally that day had come home from having a baby, and she spent probably 2 hours on the phone with me, you know, just going through and talking to me and like opened up her home to me. And you know, I'm like, oh, you just got home with a new baby and you're going to, you know, like that was such, you know, it just helped my heart so much at that time. So I've always tried to pay it forward, you know, what she's done for me. But yeah, just a community is, I mean, from that point on, I mean, that is what I relied on for sure, was just having other moms to lean on and share things that no one else would tell you about. And that, you know, you can just call up and cry on their shoulder, you know, and they get it. Or you can just go, look, I don't even want to talk about this today. I do this a lot. I'm like, I don't want to talk about it today. I just want to go laugh and get away from it, you know? So yeah, having some kind of a community. And now, of course, online, it makes it so much easier to find people with, you know, that shared commonality and be able to share resources online too. So yeah, I mean, I would be totally lost without my community online and off. Yeah.
Right. And now, you know, going from, because my son was diagnosed, I guess, similarly, like 15 years ago. So, there, you know, the resources weren't prevalent then either. And, you know, to go from that where you search, like you said, and you get one or two resources, and now you can go on to Facebook and you can find probably an unlimited number of groups.
Yes.
And I am a member of a few of those, and it is so, so helpful to be able to find other moms. And even if it's not, because autism is a spectrum. So even if you don't have the same exact situation, you can find somebody with something similar
My husband always talks about them being, you know, they are snowflakes. I mean, other people talk about that too, but they are snowflakes and they're so, so different. And I know the spectrum is getting larger and larger. And I mean, I just have been blown away by the people that I've gotten to know that I think, okay, it sounds like their kids are really similar to mine, but then you meet them and they're different and you won't find the exact same scenario. But yeah, it just has blown my mind by how much you can learn from other people and what they've gone through and just the resources. I wish I had like a book of all the resources I've ever been given. Cause you know, sometimes you get something and you're like, okay, this is not for me or this is not for my son, you know, but you put it on a shelf and then later in life, sometime, you know, on your journey, you might be like, oh man, what was that? I heard about something about that. I need to look into it. So yeah, it's amazing the resources that get shared for sure.
Right. Yeah, it is definitely a blessing. So talking about, survival, and were there any other ways that, in addition to community, you know, any, see, now I'm going to ask you about those resources. Are there any that particularly stand out, even if they're maybe local resources, you know, people can find out where you are and, you know, and maybe there's some local resources even if they're not national, but
things
that help
you. There's definitely National Autism Associations for sure. And they usually will have local chapters. So we had a local chapter in our area that had ongoing meetings. So that was nice to be able to go and meet with other moms again, or dads can meet with dads, siblings can meet with siblings. And then they usually bring in guest speakers. So you kind of heard about different topics that, again, you could probably Google and find today, but like, does you actually heard it from the source, you know, back then? And I'm an avid reader. So books, definitely at that time, podcasts weren't a thing at that time, but books, you know, like being able just to dive into books. And it was, for me, sometimes it was about a mom's story, but it was usually more of the textbooky kind of, you know, here's a therapy you could try. But also our church has a special needs ministry, and that been unbelievable, you know, lifesaver for me. And we started in that very young when he was first diagnosed, and the ministry was super small, and they were just like, we want to help in any way we can and, you know, figure this out. And it's blossomed into this amazing ministry on Sundays, but also they have a support group for parents, and you don't have to belong to the church to come to it. So that's been so, so helpful just to have, again, it's a community, but it's a really tight knit, you know, you can really just say what you want to say in this group, and not be judged and be prayed over and, you know, just find somebody to hold your hand. And we've had like, you know, so many people from our church that don't have any connection to special needs at all, just want to come and be a part of it, to be like mentors, you know, which is so funny because I never would have thought somebody without special needs would mentor us through that. But it's like, oh yeah, you need somebody that can just talk to you and share God's word with you and pray over you. And so that's been super, super helpful. Another resource that's also, well, it's actually worldwide, is Johnny and Friends. Do you know Johnny Erickson Tata as an author?
Yes.
She has a ministry. Mm-hmm. She has a podcast. She's wrote several books. She's disabled herself and has just gone on to do amazing things despite her disability. And she's another one, like, I remember kind of her story way back when, but I didn't mm-hmm. know much about it until now. Here I am in this disability, network. And we learned about her ministry from our church, and they also offer family retreats. And so we've been blessed to get to go to some of those. And it's where you go as a family, and they have them all over the country. And they also do them for military families too. But it's for the whole family to go for like 4 or 5 nights. And your child with disabilities gets paired up with a volunteer to spend time with. So there's like set hours during the day where your child gets to go have a camp experience, which not all of our special needs kiddos get to do that. Like, they don't get to go off to camp.
Exactly.
This, the way they do, at least get to experience the day camp aspect of it. And the moms, like, and dads can just go, if they want to go take a nap, they can. If they want to participate in activities, they can. You know, if you want to go to Bible study, you can. You know, if you just want to sit around a gab, you can, but you're in this beautiful camp setting. So that's another resource I would definitely encourage people to check out. And
I'll make sure that goes in the, I'll, sure I'll get
tons,
that one
I'm
in
sure
the
there's
show
tons
notes.
Online yeah. that I don't even know about anymore, but those are the main ones, you know, again, just like reading tons and tons of books and trying to be knowledgeable, going to conferences if you're able to, because I mean, again, when we first got diagnosed, like the only conference to go to was, you know, 4 or 5 states away, a good investment to travel and go.
Exactly.
Now there's probably more, I know there are more just in my backyard. So I would definitely, you know, look around, but that's where any of that stuff, I would really say, like, find a parent group. And if you have to go to a Facebook group, those people are going to be able to tell you the best of the best things to be, you know, looking into and kind of helping you pare down the resources. So I'm so thankful there are still a lot of resources. There are more resources than when we were diagnosed, but I'm sure, again, on the flip side of it, I know Heather, probably both of us are like, oh, I wish there was more resources. You know, there's just, especially when you're at the time we are, being adults, it just never seems like there's enough for adult children. I mean, adults. So, yeah.
Well, I think our adult sons are kind of on the beginnings of that wave of the, the people who were diagnosed 15, 20 years ago before autism was a buzzword. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they started, I think, developing resources for the kids they had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it probably was a thought, but maybe not as well executed at that time.
Yeah,
you know, that these kids are going to become adults.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
They are going to need help. They're going to need services. Mm-hmm. One thing that I've been talking with Tristan a lot about is, you know, as a single mom, eventually I'm not going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something I think that parents of adult children on the spectrum need to start thinking about is end of life plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
absolutely. And Heather, for anybody that might be listening, that if they're a mom of, you know, just diagnosed child, or if they, you know, if they don't know anything about autism, but they probably have somebody in their community or church that is, you know, that they just may not know it yet, or they're, you know, in their child's school or something. But I know when I was a mom of a younger one, I mean, I could not see that far. You know, it was just like, I just got to, you know, what are we going to get done in the next few months? And, you know, we're always looking at like that kind of scenario. And, you know, we knew like we had to think about it somewhat, but it was just like this far scary thing. And when a couple of moms and I were talking about this the other day, we were just like, you know, when we were that young mom, we would look at moms of adult children, very judgmental, you know, because it was like, well, you know, it kind of, you know, just what we would see just wasn't what we thought we wanted for our children, you know, but we didn't know, we didn't realize, oh yeah, when you get to that stage, it's a totally different story, you know? And so now we're experiencing that. And I say all that because I hope that, you know, other parents will just, you know, give a lot of grace and prayer and support in any way you can, no matter where they are on the spectrum. You know, I think sometimes people think once they get to an adult, it's like, oh, you're done. You know, like with the other kids, you know, your kids fly off and they're launched. And even if they didn't launch the same way, it's like, but now they're an adult. That's great. You know, and they can move off into some special, you know, situation. And I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. You know,
so,
a lot different awareness, as they get into be adults. Yeah.
Yes. And I remember staring at the social worker who told me, well, he might be able to live on his own. Mm-hmm. And I said, what? You mean there's a possibility that he might stay home?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember thinking, what am I supposed to do with that? Because mm-hmm. at that point there was nothing. We were just trying to navigate what autism was and what he yeah. needed at that time. Yeah.
Yeah. When they're school age, that's all you can think about, right? Is mm-hmm. just, you just want them to be with their peers at school and to experience, you know, a typical school day if they can, or if you're homeschooling, you know, you still want them to be able to have that social environment, you know, with their peers. And it's just not always easy to do, but that's always what's in our mind, right? And we're just right. like desperate to try everything. And you get to this stage, and not that you're not still desperate and trying, but it's just so different. Yeah. When they're adults, for sure.
It is. So now that we both have young adults, mm-hmm. And if you look back and you look at all the struggles and all the challenges and all the, you know, the different things that you've had to go through over the last, you know, 20, 24 years, can you see any bits of beauty mm-hmm. that maybe in the thick of it you didn't see? But now you can look back and see that it was beautiful, or it was, you know, that there was some promise or some hope. Because I like to have our listeners kind of think, you know, when they're in the thick of things, they don't think mm-hmm. that there is any beauty or that there is any hope. And mm-hmm. so I would love to be able to, if you have any stories of hope or beauty that you can share with them and give them that hope.
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, it really goes back to, probably just the different friends that I've had in my life, you know, that are willing to either laugh again, like, they'll, you know, they'll laugh, they'll cry. But also, I think just, you know, I think this is just a lesson for all everybody. This isn't like one specific story, but just, you know, I don't know. I wish that I would have documented more things, you know, along mm-hmm. the way, and to remember, like, I heard somebody talking this weekend about, you know, celebrating the small things. And it made me yes. think, I wish I would have done that more along the way. And there were beautiful moments to celebrate. And I think about that with any journey you're on, you know, whether it's a health journey or, you know, if you have a child with autism or, you know, any kind of, you know, things that are going on in your life, and just any kind of brokenness is just a maybe, you know, slow down a little bit so you can, you know, think about those things. Cause I do think about, it's funny, the things, I mean, there's, you know, obviously really, really hard days. Yes. I mean, I will say, like, growing up, I almost thought my child without special needs was a lot harder, you know.
And
now
interesting.
I feel like
yeah.
an adults, they're kind of flipping, but I will say, you probably wouldn't mind me saying that, but, you know, growing up, that's what we always laughed about. I was like, geez, I think he is even harder, you know. But, you know, there's certainly hard days, you know, with special needs. But then there's all these things that happen. I mean, like, our son, you know, again, it's changed a little bit in adulthood, but he always woke up with a smile on his face, you know, mm. and he may have a horrible day afterwards, but it was like, he always just kind of was like, I felt like he just kind of was facing it, you know, head on with a smile to begin with. And I wasn't always that way, you know, so I tried to learn from him. And, you know, so many people have come into his life that have worked with him and have just been, you know, definitely God sent. And it's, mm-hmm. it is definitely a calling, you know, to work with children with special needs. So I so admire anybody who does that. But I think just like, again, like saying, celebrate the small things and what God might can do that you don't expect. Cause like, I remember this one story. So I remember my younger son had saved up his money to buy one of those little electric scooters. Like mm-hmm. again, this is back when they first came out. And he was so excited to, you know, to buy his electric scooter. And we lived on a little street with about, you know, 10 houses. And so he was out riding it. And then my older son came out and he was, you know, looking like he wanted to ride it. And so we were, you know, my dad's husband was asking him and I was just like nervous mama going, yeah, there ain't no way he's going to be when he ride a bike at this time, you know?
Right.
And so he was like, well, let's just, you know, set him on it and see if he likes it. You know, we were just thinking he was going to like kind of balance on it. I don't remember what old he was, but I mean, old enough, he should have been able to ride it. Right. But he just like took off down the street on this electric scooter. And I was like freaking out, you know, and he just like made the little corner around our little block, you know, and came right back. Cause he's really good with directions, but he came right back. But I was just like, my mouth was on the floor. Cause I was like, here, I haven't even given him credit that he could even ride a bike. Like we had tried a couple of times and I gave up. I'm like, oh, we're just going to do training wheels for the rest of your life. I can't, you know, like pick your battles, you know?
Yeah,
And then once he
exactly.
came back from that, I was like, okay, well, he clearly has balance, you know? And so, I mean, I was just so blown away. So I was like, get the bike out, like get the bike out, get those training wheels off. You know, he could clearly do more than mom gave him credit for, you know? So
Oh,
there's been
wow.
a lot of those kind of stories that I think, even though, you know, you might be praying about it. And not that I didn't pray about it, but I was and probably still continue to be quite a control freak, you know, when it comes to him. And
Yes, I can
so, you
relate.
know, there's just so many things I wouldn't let go of. And so again, I think, you know, celebrate the small things that do happen, you know, try to remember that, but then also, you know, be willing to hand it off to God and just know he's going to take care of things one way or another. It's not going to always look like what Mama Kim wants it to look like, but
Yes.
yeah, I think that's so important to remember in any struggle that we go through, you know, and just lean on other people. Like I said, I mean, there's been a lot of laughter, there's been a lot of tears about it all, but yeah, I can't think of like any specific story other than that,
No, but that's great.
but I
And
think
you
those are just things. And again, like I mentioned before, I mean, definitely like don't be judgmental, you know, to other people. And you know, just I think like I try to remember that now, again, in any situation I might be in, and how can I offer a lending hand to somebody? And I know that's really hard. Like it was so
yes.
hard for me to accept help, but you know, just thinking of ways you can, like even if it is just offering to pray for somebody, again, going through any struggle in life is so helpful.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you for some warrior words, and I think you gave us some beauty, some hope, and some great warrior words there. So,
Oh, good.
thank you. Thank you for that. So let's switch into how you are thriving today, because that is the other component of this. And I already mentioned your podcast, but if you want to share, how your podcast got started, or maybe how your son is thriving today, what, those types of things.
Yeah, well, and I think he's probably thriving better than I am, you know, because he, you know, doesn't always know all the struggles that he's up against, which
Yes.
I guess I'm glad that's also a great thing in a way, that he doesn't see all the battling that we are doing trying to figure out his lifelong, right, his adult plan and what happens when we're gone. Like you said, that's a huge thing we're working on right now. And it's like, oh, it just, you know, it can really take you down, right? But yeah, I was wanting to share with you, Heather, is I don't know if we had ever talked about this, but back in like 2014, I think it was, I kind of felt God nudging me to write a book about my journey because, again, I love to read and I love reading other people's stories. And I got to thinking, okay, well, maybe I need to provide this resource for new moms because I was talking to tons of new moms at the time. And I would always, you know, like tell them to call me if you have any questions. I love to help people on, you know, try to sort through some of these things on a new journey. So I felt like he was calling me to write. And I have a background in corporate marketing. And so, that's just a little side note, but I had gone to a writing conference and because I thought, okay, well, I need to go learn how to do this if I'm going to do it. And I went to a writing conference and met amazing women, you know, that I could bond with in the writing journey. A lot of authors too that I had read their books. It was so fun to get to meet them in person. And so I gathered all this information and learned about writing and publishing and marketing and blah, 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 you know. And I brought it back home and then it just sat and I didn't do anything with it. You know, I was like, okay, well, maybe I heard him wrong. Maybe it wasn't just to write a book, you know, after all. So I didn't work on it all. And Lord knows I had enough other things to do, right, with the two kiddos. But then I went back a second year because I was like, you know what? This conference came up again. I feel like maybe I'm just not being obedient and I need to go learn it all again. And maybe I'll start writing this time. And I was in one of the sessions on marketing, on book marketing, and because I'm just a huge marketing nerd. And so I just sat there and I really felt like this, you know, this calling that he had on me. I really felt like in that session, it was like bing, 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 you know, and it was just like, this is why I called you here. It wasn't for you to write a book yet. You know, like we're still on this journey. It's not time for you to do anything with it yet. But all these women that I've called, because it was a Christian author conference, and he was like, you know, all these women that I've called for them to share their stories and their struggles, you know, you love reading other books, and I've called them all to share that. And they're great at writing, but they don't do a good job marketing. They don't want to market their books. You know, they hate it. They want to just write, 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 write. And this is why I called you to this. You know, I called you to intersect with that. And it helped me so much to understand that. And now it's just like, you know, I've totally like put the writing my book on the back burner and just went off with marketing and helping other authors, especially authors that are communicating about a struggle, you know, a specific struggle that women go through in their lives, you know. And just how God's word can intersect with that and how it can take you through. And it may not get you to the other side that you want it to, but it can help you get it through. And I've definitely seen that as an avid reader. You know, I've definitely seen, you know, some moms kind of, you know, virtually holding my hand through their words. And I just wanted to help, you know, market it. So that's, yeah, that's kind of how I've landed in book marketing and haven't written a book about my autism journey. But I definitely would love to help anybody market theirs that is sharing that, because I think it's so, so important to get the message out there and just be a beacon of hope to others.
Well, I love that you shared that, because I've shared before on the podcast that I, you know, the Holy Spirit told me to do this one too. So, you know, I sat in church one time and questioned, why on earth would the Holy Spirit, God himself, care whether or not I have a podcast?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it may or may not be for me to know. His ways and his thoughts are, you know, above mine, way above mine.
So true. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you have so much to share, you know, so why not get behind the mic and share it, you know, and then you have to just leave it up to him. Right. I mean, we have to do our job too, but there is just a matter of get to a point. You have to just leave it up to him, for he's going to find the right people that need to hear it. And I mean, just again, like back when we were diagnosed, we didn't have this technology. Like we could not have heard a conversation like this. So I think it's really incredible.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'm so glad that you were here and made time for us today. So tell our listeners where they can go find you if they have a book in them, or if they have a book that they want help marketing, or they just want to listen to more of your stories and how you serve people.
Yeah, I would love it. I'm at kimstewartmarketing.com, and you can find all my links there for social media, and you can learn about the podcast. And yeah, if you just want to pop onto any of my social media channels and say hi and let me know you heard me on Heather's podcast, and I'd love to hear about, you know, the journey you're taking as a warrior, and, you know, just what God has in store for you. I just love learning everybody's stories, whether it's about autism or not.
and that's how we actually connected. I'd been listening to your podcast for a while, but that's how I connected with Kim, was actually mentioning or DMing her through Instagram.
I love it.
So it was great. All right. Well, I will make sure to get your link in the show notes so people can come and find you and listen to the podcast. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for your time and for your friendship, and for coming on and sharing your story with our listeners today.
Yeah. Thanks, Heather. It was such a blessing to me too.
All right. Thank you. Today's conversation with Kim was filled with hope. I love how she shared about people coming alongside her and helping when she didn't know much about autism, much less how or what to ask for help. These people had been in her shoes and had already walked on this path. They knew what she needed. She also brought up another point that convicted me a bit, but I think it's an important one. She mentioned in her story about the scooter, she mentioned it, I guess it was about her fear. It's about her fear for her son. And upon his return from riding that scooter, she realized that she hadn't given him enough credit. There were things he could do on his own that she hadn't considered. And that's a powerful realization. And one maybe more than one of us needs to acknowledge. So I'm going to follow Kim's leadership and admit that there have been times, more than one, when I haven't given Tristan the credit he deserved in his abilities to do something. The most recent one being my overnight hospital stay. And you can listen to, I think it's episode 7. Listen to episode 7 to hear more about that story. But I was more scared for him to have to navigate a night being on his own. I was more scared of that than I was for my own health. He looked at me as I was lying in a hospital bed with tubes and things beeping, and he looked at me and he said, "Mom, I can do this." And do it he did. So thank you, Kim. Thank you for sharing that important story with all of us. Whether or not your children are on the autism spectrum, can you think of a time when you did not give them credit for something because of your own fear or your own doubt? I don't ask in condemnation. I ask so that we can all learn to let some of that fear and doubt go. Joshua 1:9 says, "Be strong and courageous." And I encourage all of you, myself included, excuse me, to let go of the fear and the doubt, courageously allowing the people in our lives to show us what they can do. They may surprise us with something beautiful. And that's it for me today. We'll see you next week. And until we meet again, armor up, fight the good fight, seek beauty, and make your words warrior words. God bless.